Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side, your Sleep Number setting. Enjoy personalized comfort for better sleep night after night. And now, during our President's Day sale, take 50% off our limited edition bed. Plus, free premium delivery with any bed and base. Ends Monday. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Sorry I'm coughing so much.
Consequence Podcast Network.
And welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith with... It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org. Consequence and the Consequence Podcast Network. Of course, thanks for making your way here and checking out the episode. If you're not already, do hit that subscribe button. You'll get new interviews just like this one every single week. And you can grab it at Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from. You can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. And please do give the series a rating and leave a review wherever you're listening from. We've had some great guests lately. Just talked with Thomas Brody Sangster and David Theulis about the latest season of The Artful Dodger on Hulu and Disney Plus. Desmond Child and David Foster, songwriting legends, were here. Maynard James Keenan, you know him as the lead singer of Tool and A Perfect Circle. We got to discuss the fifth album by his other band, Pussifer. Producer Gil Holland, the cast of Shrinking, including Jessica Williams, Krista Miller, Ted McGinley, and Michael Urie. We talked with Petula Clark, Don McLean, Carney Wilson of Wilson Phillips, Catalina Sandina Moreno, and Sasha Calle. They're starring in The Rip with Ben Affleck and Matt Damon. Steven Knight, who created Peaky Blinders, along with Malachi Kirby. They dropped in to talk about a Thousand Blows on Hulu and Disney. Nico Case was also here. Walker Scobell, who stars as Percy Jackson on Disney Plus. Just an example of what you get when you subscribe to the Kyle Meredith With podcast. That's me, Kyle Meredith. Today, talking with actress Haley Lou Richardson. You have seen her in The Edge of 17, Split. She made a big turn in the second season of White Lotus, and now she's back in Gore Verbinski's first film in a decade, Good Luck, Have Fun, Don't Die, starring opposite Sam Rockwell. It is a bonkers movie. We use that word a lot in this interview, and it's a good way to describe it. There's other ways to describe it, and we will also say those in this interview as well. And Haley Lou's going to get into how the script landed in her lap, why Ingrid instantly clicked as a character with her, and what it's like anchoring a movie she calls everything but the kitchen sink genre-wise. In fact, Verbinski even called it his psychotic opera. Also a good way to describe the movie, which the actual synopsis of the film, a man claiming to be from the future, played by Sam Rockwell, takes the patrons of an iconic Los Angeles diner hostage in search of unlikely recruits in a quest to save the world from impending AI annihilation. That kind of sums it up, but it also doesn't even begin to really tell what this movie is and what it's about. And so Haley Lou and I are going to talk all about that. She's also going to share stories from the set with Sam Rockwell, including helping him prep his now iconic scene for The White Lotus. And all that and so much more. This is seriously one of my favorite interviews in a while. We're talking good luck, have fun, don't die. It's Kyle Meredith with Haley Lou Richardson.
Hi, Kyle.
Well done.
Thank you.
How are you?
I was really excited to do that. I'm pretty... Well, you know, I'm PMSing and I've had a like cold or flu or something for 2.5 weeks. So I've seen better days, but I've also seen worse days.
It's really great to have you here then now. This is everything I hoped and expected.
You're seeing me at my best. How are you today?
I just held my pee for a really long time and then ran to the bathroom hoping that you all didn't jump on. And I got back like 10 seconds before you did. So
okay, but you got your pee out.
Got my pee out.
So happy for you.
So, you know, it's the same thing, right? We're on the same thing. Yeah, right.
Sure, yeah. Same thing. I do have an overactive bladder. I pee like every hour on the dot.
Oh, right. So we'll see if it happens somewhere, if the dot happens in here, but hopefully not.
I've really shared a lot about myself within the first 15 seconds here.
It's how I start most friendships, talking about my bladder.
Yeah.
All right. Really. Good luck, have fun, don't die. What a brilliantly bonkers movie that you got to be a part of.
Wow, BB.
BB, yep. Alliteration, right?
Yep. Love alliteration.
Yeah.
It is definitely brilliantly bonkers. I would concur.
It's also Gore Verbinski's first film in a decade. Like that puts something on it right there.
Yeah.
With this, did you get the pitch first or did you get the script first? Because I'm wondering how this story arrives to you and how you accept it.
Trying to think. Well, one of my agents was kind of a role in getting the film made. And so she told me, she didn't really pitch the movie to me, but she said, Haley, there's a good script. We want you to do it, which is rare. Because oftentimes they send me scripts and they're like, you can pass on this one. But like, so I get really excited when I hear one of them say, we're sending you something that we actually want for you. Like we're excited about. And she said gore. And then I got the script and like, I actually read it all in one sitting, like, which is also rare.
Especially if you have to pee every hour. That's right.
Yeah. I read it. I held my pee the whole time. That's how much I loved it. And I'm a slow reader.
And a fast peer. I have no more jokes for that part.
All the piss jokes.
Did you know the character that you were reading for?
Yeah. Well,
the ensemble, right?
I think Ingrid is kind of the only one I really could have played. But you know what? I kind of like her the best. Don't tell everyone else, but I like Ingrid the best. No, I really like Ingrid. I immediately like... not necessarily like saw myself in her, but I could see and feel myself playing her, which is cool. Like when a character, like when you're reading them on the page and they like spark something in you that's like, oh yeah, I can like feel myself doing this and not being, and being inspired and having fun and not being bored.
Because you get the player, like there's a little bit of a creepy vibe that we see.
Well, she's like mysterious. I haven't gotten to play a lot of mysterious characters because I'm not very mysterious.
I couldn't tell by the opening of our conversation.
Yeah, really? I'm not. Yeah, I definitely don't give mysterious vibes. I've tried to be a mysterious gal, but it's just not in my blood. But it's in Ingrid's blood. So I liked being able to like whip that like deep down part of myself out for her because I really like her a lot.
And we'll be right back right after this. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. February has a funny way of making it seem like everyone else has their love life completely figured out. Whether it's couples, posts, engagement announcements, or just a general noise around relationships, I know it can feel like you're somehow behind. But the truth is, most of us are still figuring it out. Married, dating, single, or somewhere in between. Honestly, that includes me. Relationships are complicated, and they don't come with a rule book. Whether it's learning how to communicate better, letting go of old expectations, or just figuring out what actually feels right at this stage of life, it's a process. And therapy can help take some of that pressure off by helping you understand what feels heavy, what you want, and what might be getting in the way. That's where BetterHelp comes in. BetterHelp makes it easy to get matched online with a qualified therapist. You fill out a short questionnaire about your needs and preferences, and they do the matching work for you. With more than 12 years of experience, over 30,000 therapists, more than 6 million people served worldwide, they typically get it right the first time. And if they don't, you can switch to another therapist from their tailored recommendations. So sign up and get 10% off at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side, your Sleep Number setting. Enjoy personalized comfort for better sleep night after night. And now, during our President's Day sale, take 50% off our limited edition bed. Plus, free premium delivery with any bed and base. Ends Monday. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Haley Lou Richardson.
Did you, because it seems like you would have done most of this shoot in the same dress that you were in.
Yeah, first of all, I was amazed at this costume department. They made by hand all of these princess dresses. And they're like perfect. It's exactly what I envisioned. And I know exactly what Gore envisioned. Because he really loves Ingrid too. I think he felt like very like paternally protective and cared for Ingrid, and like felt like her deep kind of emotional like anchor of the movie too. So he like really was protective of her, and naturally so was I as the actor playing her. But like I think the way that she kind of like visually came together with the hair, the dress, everything, it's like it really like felt so right for both of us.
It's like, you know, in most things, I guess you would wear a same costume most of the time, but I guess there's something about a princess dress of like thinking like, yeah, oh, you did the whole shoot.
Oh yeah. And they made, because they handmade them, that like hero blue dress, they made, I don't know, probably 10 to 20 different versions. And they were like different amounts dirty or burned or bloody. It was sometimes the corset was rough because like I eat a lot on set. That's like how I stay awake and like stay energetic and stuff. Some people like don't like eating at work because it makes them tired. It's the opposite for me. I'm always snacking. So the corset, like I would just be like, can you loosen it a little bit? And by the end, there's like no more ribbon left to loosen.
You can find you at Crafty the entire time. That's
oh yeah. That's my favorite spot.
Yeah. What's the great thing about, and maybe even the tough thing about the movie is I want to tell everybody about the movie, but I don't want to tell them anything about the movie.
Yeah, I completely understand that. Cause it's like, also it's kind of a hard movie. Well, I guess you can like sum it up in like a little blurb, 2-sentence thing, but like it's so much more than that. Mm-hmm. And like the tone is, someone asked me like while I was, well, all my family would like ask me while I was filming like what genre is it, and I'm like, well, it's pretty much everything except romance, like right. Except there's maybe a little bit of that in there actually, like it kind of touches on all the genres like in the most batshit ways.
Batshit's a good word. Like what genre is it? It's batshit.
You know how Gore's been describing it since day one? He's been calling it his psychotic opera.
That's great.
Yeah. And I'm like, accurate. He's very musical. Like the way when I first met him, he was like really obsessive about kind of the rhythm of the movie that he was envisioning and feeling, and like in a very musical way. And then also he described it like a soup and he, or chili, sorry, a chili. And he,
ooh, is a chili a soup?
Comment below. He said that Ingrid was the special ingredient. And I was like, you say that to all the cast. You kind of butter me up. Yeah, his secret ingredient. But
you put that on the business card. Yeah.
Yeah, my special skills at the end of my resume. Good at being a secret ingredient.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Haley Lou Richardson.
Yeah. Did you all think about like the more, because I've watched it 2.5 times now.
Wow. Yeah. Why the half?
I didn't want to be weird about it. I didn't want to make it weird.
So a half is way less weird than Okay, I get it.
But I've noticed, like, the more time I've spent away from it, the more I start thinking about, like, oh, like, do you all, when you're working on it, because I know that's a different experience and everything, like, do you talk about the what ifs and the theories that can kind of come out of a story like this?
Yeah, I think we definitely, like, the cast, we were all, like, goofy and having, like, dumb conversation, but we're also all, like, really, I wouldn't say cerebral, what would I say? Like having kind of deep, thoughtful conversations about things. So, yeah, we had a lot of kind of aha moments of figuring out, like, wait, if this is this, what does this, like, twist or this discovery really mean? And, yeah, we had a lot of moments like that. Really thoughtful cast. I really like all those guys. We had a fun time.
Well, it looks like, and you get to play up, I mean, a lot of people, but, of course, Sam Rockwell and just hearing about the White Lotus alumni, both of you. That's fun, yeah. I guess.
Yeah, he was offered that while we were in South Africa filming this.
Oh, wow.
And he asked me to, like, kind of read through that scene with him.
That's like an iconic scene now.
I know. And I was just, like, in his trailer and he was like, I don't know. Is this guy too creepy? Are people going to think I'm a creep if I do this? And I'm like, I think people will understand you're playing a character, and I think you have to do this, Sam. But yeah, that was pretty great hearing that scene. I mean, like, I know, well, I guess we all know Mike's writing from watching the first two seasons, but, like, that, hearing that scene, like, out of context with not knowing what was going on in the third season, I was like, what is Mike on? What is happening?
Feels like it would go right in with everything that you were doing on this movie. And it just, and ponies, by the way, and everything, because I know I got to wrap up, and just seeing that everything that you're doing and the book, I'm Sad and Horny. I will plug that really quick because it's fun to say.
Yeah.
It's just like.
Can you relate?
Sure. Yes. By the way, I have read some of the stuff you put in there, and it's you're fantastic at it. So.
Oh, wow. Thank you. That means a lot. Everything.
You know, I'm not. I'm not on my period or anything like that, but yeah, I can still.
I'm not good at everything. I'm bad at tennis.
Well, that's something. Yeah. Haley, seriously, congrats on this. Good luck. Have fun. Don't Die is so damn good. And it's been such fun talking to you.
Yeah, it's been nice talking to you too. And I'm glad you got your pee out. So you weren't sitting here having to pee the whole time talking.
My thanks to Haley. Good luck. Have fun. Don't Die in theaters now. Thanks to you for checking out the episode. Do hit that subscribe button before you get out of here so you can keep up with all the interviews that we put out every single week from Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or again, anywhere you get your podcast from, you can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. And please do give this series a rating and leave a review wherever you're listening from. After that, you can head over to WFPK.org. That's where I do a show Monday through Friday starting 6 p.m. Eastern. 4 hours of classics, and the best of new music, lots of indie and alternative, and music and film news, bonus interviews, lots of bonus interviews as well. One of my recent shows features some classics and favorites from Jeff Buckley, Concrete Blonde, Portastatic, Donna Summer, Chaka Khan, The Black Keys, Foo Fighters, Gigi Perez, Stephen Wilson Jr., NXS, Freak Slug, Nico Case, Kim Gordon, Eddie Vedder, Arctic Monkeys, and my interviews with Sydney Chandler, who's starring in Alien Earth, Corey Hawkins, who you can see in The Man in My Basement, Dylan Arnold, we've caught him recently in Oppenheimer, as well as Sheryl Crow, Feist, Matt Berninger from The National. Just an example of what you get when you tune in weeknights starting 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on any of the social media sites. The address is always at Kyle Meredith. Please do like and follow along. And that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Bye.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that, cools up to 8 times faster, and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side, your Sleep Number setting. Enjoy personalized comfort for better sleep night after night. And now, during our President's Day sale, take 50% off our limited edition bed, plus free premium delivery with any bed and base. Ends Monday, only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.